We just getting started, baby. Did anybody see what Mr. Wardell Steph Curry did to the Portland Trailblazers? They were nobodies. They beat the Giants. Trash. They beat the Broncos. Trash. If you ever watched Dragon Ball Z, my mans was Super Saiyan. I couldn't wear this until we actually caught a dub. And he did all of this damage in 36 minutes. Let that sink in. They beat the Eagles, trash. The Cowboys, trash. The Bengals, trash. The Jaguars, trash. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here on Rob's Two Cents. My good people, my good people. Hello, world. I'd like to welcome you guys back to the show that's hot with your boy, Rob Scott. This is Rob's Two Cents. What's going on, everybody? Hope everybody's good. Hope everybody's enjoying their Thursday. I know some people like myself might be getting ready to enjoy the 4th of July, enjoy the 4th of July vacation. I don't have to go back to work technically till Wednesday, but I'll be working from home Monday and Tuesday. You know how that go. I'm a busy man, but I'm not going to ever get too busy where I can't give the people what they want, man. Tell everybody else to join in, man. This is Rob's Two Cents, the live show, man. And before I begin, because I made a promise to one of my boys, one of my homies I've known for a long time, he's doing some positive things in the community, my boy Joshua. You know, I went to church with this man, grew up with this man. He went to a HBCU out there in Coppin State in Baltimore. He started up his own basketball training company. And what he does is he trains these young kids, you know, in particular, you know, young black kids, and, you know, through academics, through, you know, mentorship, and of course through the game, he is training these kids, man. And if you have kids that's interested in joining his program, or, you know, young teenagers who happen to watch this, if you're trying to improve on your game, holler at my boy Josh. Go to jeotraining.com. Again, that's jeotraining.com. Told him I was going to give him a shout out, and I definitely felt honored that he wanted me to give him a shout out. It means my name means a little something out here. So, yeah, most definitely. But we got to get into the show, you guys. Of course, you know, I want you guys to pull up your seat. You know, I'm on vacation, so I got a little Remy today. You know, just a little sippy sip. But pull up your seat, you know, kick your feet out, relax, pull your drink up, and tune in for the hottest sports conversation in the nation. It's your boy, Rob Scott. And I have to start off first, you know, talking about a man who's legendary in the NBA. Definitely a name that rings bells when it comes to top basketball players in the league. And I got to start off talking about my man's Chris Paul, because what we saw last night, and I hate to steal people's lines, but I have to agree with Unc, old Shannon Sharp. You know, I'm a big fan of Undisputed. That was a virtuoso last night. Now, if you don't know what a virtuoso means, like myself, you know, I had to look it up. But, of course, you have to use context clues like your teacher taught you back in grammar school. Use context clues to figure out what the word means. I remember that. A virtuoso pretty much means, you know, a top of the line performance, you know, what you would say a Michael Jordan flu game was a virtuoso. You would say a symphony from Beethoven is a virtuoso. It's something that almost can't be replicated. And what Chris Paul did last night, I haven't seen since a Kobe game, really, in which he willed his team in an elimination game to not lose. Now, I know you guys are going to say, Rob, the Clippers were hurt. They didn't have Kawhi. Didn't have Ibaka. You lose Zubac in the middle of the series. They hurt. They on one leg. They depending on playoff P. But instead of playoff P, we saw playoff CP3. Chris Paul, number three, if you don't know what I'm talking about. And Chris Paul put on a performance for the ages. Final score last night was 130-103. Phoenix did that thing, went into LA, game six, up 3-2 and decided we don't want to go back home. We're going to end it right here in your home. We're going to come in your house. We're going to put our feet on your table. We're going to lay down on your favorite couch. And we're going to make your home my home. And as you guys know, Chris Paul is a former player with the Los Angeles Clippers. Spent 6 seasons with the Los Angeles Clippers. Couldn't get over that hump with the Clippers. Of course, you know, injury. Him and Blake getting into it. So this was kind of like a, you know, he who laughs last. It's a tongue twister. Try saying that a couple times. But, I understand that, De'Aaron, and I totally agree, and that's a great point. Because regardless if the Clippers was injured or not, we all know the cardinal rule in sports. Next man up. Everybody in the NBA makes a check. No, you're not making the same check, but you make a check to play professional basketball. In order for you to make it to the NBA, that means at one point in time, you was the best person at your school, in your class, at the time you was playing. Only 400-something slots in the NBA. Millions of people try to make it. Not everybody makes it to the NBA. So I'm never going to disrespect an NBA player because just making it to the NBA is an accomplishment. And being on the roster and having meaningful minutes is even more of another accomplishment in itself. But what Chris Paul did yesterday was put on a performance for the ages. Let me talk y'all through what he did. He was 16 to 24 from the field, 7 to 8 from the three-point line. Only missed one three-pointer. 2 of 3 from his free throws. He had 4 rebounds, still got his 8 assists, had 3 steals. And what's the magic number, ladies and gentlemen? 0 turnovers. You're talking point guard, CP3, to do all of that work. To have the ball that much in your hand and you have 0 turnovers. Complete control of the game. But that's not even the best part. Chris Paul, of his 41 points that he scored, scored 30 points in the second half. Oh, excuse me, 31 points in the second half. Because he scored 19 in the fourth. Chris Paul went crazy. Scored 19 points in the fourth quarter. 3 of 3 from the three-point line in the fourth quarter. The man said, I'm not going to let my team lose. Hey, babe, I appreciate you for being here. Yes, he did put in that work. Chris Paul literally willed that team to victory. We have to remember, if we look into the third quarter, the Clippers were down by 17. They looked up and they was down by only 5 points. So we know in this series that the Clippers like to make their runs in the third quarter. That's when people get hot. You know, just taking game 5, and I got to give kudos to Paul George in game 5, who scored 41 points, had 13 rebounds and 13 assists and 6 rebounds, I'm sorry. But we look at that, and Chris Paul said, I'll match up 41 with 41 in game 6 in an elimination game in a game that really counts. And Chris Paul proceeded to put in that work. Again, 41 points, 16 to 24 from the field, 7 to 8 from the three-point line, 19 points scored in the fourth, 3 of 3 from the three-point line in the fourth quarter. Chris Paul, that boy Cole. Oh, I had to close my eyes on that one. Because that boy Cole, CP3, has been doing it for the past 16 years. Pretty much done everything under the sun except win the championship. Let me read you a few of his accolades if you don't mind. He's a 9-time All-NBA defensive team. Oh, yes, he led the league in steals on a couple of seasons. He's a 10-time All-NBA team. 1 All-NBA rookie team. He's also been an all-star, I mean, MVP in the all-star game. Eight-time NBA player of the month. 13-time NBA player of the week. Six-time NBA rookie of the month. And oh yeah, did I mention when he got drafted in 2005? In that 2005 and 2006 season, he was rookie of the year. We know what Chris Paul used to do. He took that New Orleans Hornets team and took them to new heights. I remember that's why Tyson Chandler got his big payday, because of him catching the lobs from Chris Paul. Oh, I remember that New Orleans Hornets team, because that was one of my favorite teams besides, of course, the Los Angeles Lakers when the great Kobe Bryant was alive. And just watching what Chris Paul did yesterday, just makes you imagine, what if the league didn't stop the Los Angeles Lakers from getting Chris Paul? Could you imagine the ferocity from Kobe Bryant and the ferocity from Chris Paul at the same time? Wayne, I appreciate you for being in here, brother. I appreciate you. And yes, sir, he was possessed. Could you have imagined if Chris Paul would have played with Kobe Bryant? It wouldn't have took him 16 years to reach the NBA Finals, I'll tell you that. Jay, what's going on, man? I appreciate you guys, man. Appreciate everybody for being in here. Hey, Jay, shout out to you. Peoples, watch Clay Chronicles. Got to give my boy Jay some love. Great podcast. Yeah, David West and Page was on that New Orleans Hornets team, but they was not able to get over the hump. Hence, 16 years for Chris Paul to make it to the NBA Finals. But he finally made it, y'all. Willed this team. But he had help. He had a light-skinned assassin in Devin Booker who scored 22 points and scored them when they really counted the most. Even though he was 10 to 26 from the field and 1 to 7 from the three-point line, Devin Booker was the man in this series. Don't get it twisted. He held down the fort when Chris Paul wasn't there, who got diagnosed with COVID. I just want you guys to know, this is a great two-man tandem. And then you bring in the big man, DeAndre Ayton, who you guys remember in game four. Had 19 points, 22 rebounds. Now, he didn't quite have those numbers in this game. I said quite, because he had 16 points, but he still bought you 17 rebounds and gave you 5 offensive boards. DeAndre Ayton is going to check a bag this summer. I agree completely with Chris Paul. DeAndre Ayton is going to check a bag this summer, because he has proven to be one of the better big men in this league. Now, we saw during the game, after Chris Paul proceeded to hit bucket after bucket after bucket, after bucket in the fourth quarter, we saw the game get a little bit tarnished by my boy Patrick Beverly. As you guys know, he's from Chicago, west side of Chicago. Or as some people in Chicago say, West Illinois. I ain't got no animosity towards my west side people. But he got tired. Even though he was doing chirping himself, Patrick Beverly was talking so much smack in that series, period. The way he mimicked Chris Paul, talking about he flopped on the ground. You know, he headbutts Devin Booker, even though I know it was unintentional. But he breaks his nose. You know, he's chirping. He's talking back and forth with people. And then he gets mad that he loses. And as Chris Paul walks past him, as they call timeout, he pushes Chris Paul in the back. And not no love tap either. He pushed Chris Paul. Like, he wanted him to feel that push. I believe he almost borderline wanted Chris Paul to stand up and fight him. But that did not happen. Great poise showed by the Phoenix Suns, who preached that's what Coach Monty Williams was preaching, who also they feel should have won Coach of the Year. And I feel the same way. And Patrick Beverly, he got ejected from the game. He's probably going to get suspended for a couple of games for his actions in the beginning of next season. But it just no cause for that. We saw Chris Paul get into it with DeMarcus Cousins. DeMarcus Cousins yell out, "That's why nobody messed with you, bro." I mean, man, let me tell you guys something. That was a game. That felt like an old school game yesterday. You know, just a bunch of fighting, a bunch of talking. You know, they was really going at it. And then I got to go on the other side of the ball And I got to talk about Paul George because I give him his kudos for game five, 41 points, you know, doing his thing, but disappeared in game six. Because in game six, Paul George had 21 points. Most of his buckets came in garbage time. Most of his buckets came when we knew that the Clippers was not coming back. Patrick Beverley did give a public apology, and I appreciate him for doing that. But it was still is no cause for that. You got to hold your emotions in check. I know what's at stake, but you if you talk it, you got to get it. You got to be able to take it. And he wasn't able to take it. But Paul George, 21.6 of 15, man. All your buckets coming at garbage time, 1 of 6. You know, now I'm going to give you your kudos, man. You definitely proved yourself in these playoffs, you know, playing without Kawhi and getting your team all the way to the Western Conference Finals. I give you kudos for that. After I gave you a shame on you at the beginning of the year for getting just destroyed by the Dallas Mavericks by 51 points. You know, but Paul George, you got to step up in those moments, man. This is me talking to Paul George. You have to step up. Kawhi's not there. Nobody is coming to save you, and your team is looking at you as the savior. You have to step up. You have to do what you did in game five. You got to put it all on the line. You can't be out there being casual. And I almost felt bad for him. It's funny. I was watching the game with my wife, and I almost felt bad for him. She's like, oh, you know, they get a close-up of Paul George's face. And she's like, oh, I feel sorry for him. And I looked at his face and I almost felt bad too. And then you walk up on the podium and say, well, I lost another one. And with no sense of urgency in your voice. Like you just don't care. And hearing your response in the post-game conference, press conference, it let me know why you lose. Because you don't care. You like, I got my money. Kawhi was injured. Who really expected us to win? You should expect yourself to win. You was a leader of a team, of a franchise at one point in your career. Making the Indiana Pacers a perennial playoff team. Where's that Paul George? We saw him in game five. We saw him in game five. And then no show in game six. But my boy Chris Paul, finally making it to the NBA Finals, where he will be meeting either the winners of the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Atlanta Hawks, who are currently tied up 2-2. Hold on, Reggie Jackson was more. Oh, I appreciate you for bringing him up, Reggie Jackson. You deserve your flowers, sir. He played a great playoff series. And considering the fact that Doc Rivers wouldn't even play him last year, especially in those times when you're about to lose your 3-1 lead against the Denver Nuggets in the second round, Doc Rivers didn't even look Reggie Jackson's way. Ty Lue say, I'm going to play Reggie. And Reggie made a name for himself, calling himself Mr. June, showing up when it mattered. And Reggie, man, he definitely made a name. Wayne, I agree with you. Definitely made a name for himself in these playoffs. But now we have to talk about the Hawks. We have to talk about the Bucks. And we have to talk about the lack thereof. Because I want to say tonight they're going to be playing, but right now they're playing. And I appreciate you guys for still tuning in. But right now they're playing. And the Hawks are without Trae Young. And the Bucks are without Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak. Both players are lacking their stars. Both teams are lacking their stars. Both teams are trying to figure out where's the scoring going to come from. Milwaukee is going to feel it very hard because not only do you lose 30 points in Giannis, you lose a defensive presence in Giannis. You got to remember, Giannis has been up for Defensive Player of the Year. Giannis can play some defense. His length, his height, he makes it difficult for people. His athleticism. Giannis is a great defender. I won't say great, but I can give him great. He's a great defender. You're not just going to take the ball inside on Giannis like that. He's going to give you a run for your money on defense when he wants to. And then you look at the Atlanta Hawks, you lose your point guard. You lose the person that gets everybody in position to score. You lose about 30 points as well. You lose a sniper from the 3-point line. You lose the heart of your team because Trae Young and the way that he's been going into these hostile environments and not only getting under the skins of the player, but getting under the skin of the fans. Where fans want to spit at him. Say, F you, Trae. I mean, Trae Young has really embraced the role of the villain in these playoffs. And I love it. Giannis out with a hyperextended knee. As you guys saw, he went for an alley-oop on, he went to block an alley-oop attempt on Clint Capella. Was not successful. Capella still was able to dunk the ball. Giannis came down very awkwardly on that knee. And, of course, with Trae Young, bruised foot, getting ready to get back on defense, referee standing behind him. He steps on the referee's foot. Of all places where you step on the ref's foot, and you get a bone bruise on your foot. So they are both out for game five. Right now, Milwaukee's come out firing. They're up 10-2 very, very early in the first. And I really wonder, where's Chris Middleton at? Now, we saw Chris Middleton have a pretty good game in game three. What did he score? 36 points? No, 38 points. Had 11 rebounds. And then you get to game four and disappear. Where did you go, Chris? Because a lot of people say Giannis went out. They were already losing before Giannis got injured. Which brings me to my point. Shame on you, Milwaukee. You go in and lose to the Atlanta Hawks without their star player before you lose your star player and play with no heart, no sense of urgency, playing like you're not in the Eastern Conference Finals. Shame on y'all for not playing as hard as you can. And you wonder why you haven't made it out of the East. You wonder why people still have questions about you, even though you're in the Eastern Conference Finals. You look at what they did yesterday. Chris Middleton, 16 points, 6 of 17 from the field, 0 of 7 from the 3-point line. Drew Holiday, also 6 of 17. 2 of 7 from the 3-point line. Only 19 points. Shame on y'all. And the Milwaukee Bucks deserve to lose this series. Giannis out there airballing free throws. Steady trying to think he think he KD. He wants to shoot threes. You can't even hit a free throw. Why would you go even further out? Just ridiculous, you guys. I believe when it's all said and done, even though the Bucks are getting off to a pretty decent start, I think the Hawks are going to make it to the NBA Finals. And that's going to be just a matchup Chris Paul wants. Hey, Shy, man, appreciate you for being here, Brody. I appreciate you. But yeah, y'all, it's just not looking too good for the Milwaukee Bucks. And even if they make it to the Finals, I put no merit in that, you know. Like I said, this is one of the most confusing teams I've ever seen where you make it this far in the postseason, in the playoffs, and people are still questioning, how did you do that? And with the way that your team is built, how did you make it? I don't understand this, you know. But, yeah, we've been seeing some pretty good, interesting basketball. To quote Brother Jerry Rouse, it is a breath of fresh air. You know, we don't have LeBron in these playoffs. We don't have KD in these playoffs. We no longer have Kawhi in these playoffs. You know, it was just refreshing to see some new blood, some new faces, some new talent go forward. And these guys like Donovan Mitchell, guys like Devin Booker, Jay Crowder, who I saw somebody put in there, my boy Wayne, back-to-back NBA finals, you know? Hey, you know, just to see these guys, you know, go for it and put it all out there on the line and make names for themselves. You know, the NBA is in good hands when LeBron retires, because that is going to become a reality. LeBron is going to retire. And love or hate LeBron, he's definitely always giving NBA enthusiasts something to talk about, whether it's at the barbershop, you know, amongst friends at the bar. You know, love him or hate him, LeBron was basketball, you know, during his time. And now we're going to see some new blood step up. Going to possibly see Chris Paul get a ring before it's all said and done, the point guard, to quote Charles Barkley, one of the greatest NBA leaders in the NBA ever. You know, just a great leader. And that's my show tonight, you guys. I didn't come on with anything planned. You know me, I'm always watching sports, always taking notes. So I decided to talk about this subject while it's hot and not wait until Monday, not wait until we find out, you know, if the Bucks or the Hawks are able to get out of their playoff series, you know, on Monday. I had to give Chris Paul his flowers because he deserved his flowers. I appreciate you guys for being on here too, man. Again, check out my boy Josh Owens, man. You got kids, you know, young teenagers, man. He's helping these kids get out the streets, get into basketball, and teaching them basketball the right way. Again, go to JEOtraining.com, man. Holler at him, man. Support a black brother. Went to a HBCU, Coppin State University. Got his credentials. He out here. And I want to appreciate, I want to show love and say thank y'all, man. Hope y'all have a happy 4th of July. Remember my message. Us as black people, we going to celebrate Juneteenth, but don't forget to celebrate the 4th. We are Americans. We have people like my boy De'Aaron who fought for this country, you know, who served, you know, our country. You know, we have our faces in this military, and we made this country what it was. So God bless America and God bless us, damn it. I love you guys, man. Hope you guys have a great one, man. Enjoy your 4th of July holiday. Remember to continue to set your goals. Set those achievable goals. Keep your goals in sight. And then once you, I'm going to tell you what I told my friend the other day. It's okay to see the small picture, but keep the bigger picture in mind. Because the bigger picture is going to help you hit those small goals that you set to get there. Those days that I don't feel like recording. Those days where I'm tired and I just want to come home and go to sleep. Or I just want to go outside and kick it. Seeing where I want to go keeps me on task for what I'm doing at that moment. And that's what you guys got to remember, man. I ain't out here to do nothing but spread love and positive energy, because that's how I'm built. I ain't got hateful bone in my body. I love you guys, man. Continue to be great, man. And you guys know the slogan, baby. We go! There's a bigger fight going on. There's a much bigger agenda than the streets. And I know sometimes it's hard to see that far in front of us. But we have to look past the illusions. Look past the delusions of grandeur and look at the bigger picture. We need to become better versions of ourselves each and every day. Fight for what you believe in, because if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. We just getting started, baby. You guys know the slogan now. Hope you all have a great evening, and we got